The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign this week launched its attack on what it calls inaction on reform. Two ads will run in 12 newspapers across the state the next two Sundays, and 75 radio stations are airing spots blasting lawmakers on the issue.
3 years ago, 90% of voters in a statewide referendum said they wanted campaign finance reform. 3 years later, and we've got
business as usual.
The Democracy Campaign isn't the only group waiting for campaign finance reform. Common Cause in Wisconsin is another citizen advocacy group looking for answers. Its board invited the Assembly Republican chair of the Campaigns and Elections Committee to tell them the status. Representative Stephen Fries says that's unclear.
Not all the members of the committee have said where they're at. And so, you know, I can't consistently rely on these people to do this and those people to do that. And so it's going to be kind of walking through the dark and figuring that out.
There is a state Senate bill waiting for committee vote. The Ellis-Erpenbach campaign finance reform legislation would allow public financing to even the playing field between challengers and incumbents. It would require disclosure on issue ads before elections, would require any group that spends campaign money in Wisconsin to register, and would end fundraising during budget work. Representative Fries says the Ellis bill may need reworking.
The components that deal with independent disbursement and issue ads, clearly based on what the federal court has ruled in McCain-Feingold, raise the issue that they are not constitutional in our bill either. I'm not interested in passing another bill that's unconstitutional that we have to pay the legal fees for both sides. So that issue alone needs to be resolved so that we are no longer violating the federal constitution and our state constitution. When we can resolve that, obviously there is much less that is of contention.
Fries says on most parts of the Senate bill, there is agreement. And he says he believes campaign finance reform in Wisconsin could still happen this year. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.